Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look with me in John 15th chapter. John 15 and 10. Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, and another way of saying that is if you do what I tell you to do. He said, if you'll keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Now, what does that mean? Abide means to live or to dwell in or stay in. You'll stay in my love. What does that mean? This is talking about the Father loving Him and the Father loving us. And the Father loves us. God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. But He is not able, it wouldn't be just of Him, to express the full measure of His love on everybody the same. Say what? Yeah. Well, why say this? Abide in my love. Let's look at it the other side of it. What if you don't do what He says? Are you going to abide in His love the same? No. This starts with an if. If you do this, this is going to happen. If you keep my commandments. In the New Testament, like we said, the two main commandments are the commandment of love and the commandment of faith. But if you will make the choice to obey Him, walk in love, walk in faith, do what He leads you to do, you will abide in His love. His manifested love. This is John 15. If you look in the 14th chapter, just a few verses before, He had said, if a man would do what I said, keep my commandments, I will manifest myself to him. Yes. Well, He is love. He is love. And so when He manifests Himself to you, you're going to experience love. His love for you. And the more you do what He says, the more of His love you will experience. If you decide to rebel against Him and not do anything He tells you to do, He will still love you. But He can't put His full blessing on your disobedience. Can you see this? And you won't experience the fullness of His pleasure or love, because even though He loves you, that doesn't mean He's pleased with all your junk. And so you won't be experiencing the full measure of His love and pleasure with you. Now, I know that some people may try to argue about this, but there's a lot of scriptures that confirm what we're talking about here. Somebody says, well, Jesus already paid for all of our sins. Absolutely, He did. But if you don't walk in the light that you have, your heart will condemn you. Yeah. And that affects your faith. Yeah. And anything that affects your faith is going to affect your walk with God and what you're experiencing from Him and receiving from Him. Amen. And that's a whole other teaching. But is it true or not? Yeah. But if you will do what you know. No, not about keeping the law. It's about walking in the light that you have. If you'll do that. Jesus said, you'll abide, you'll live, you'll stay in my love. Even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. One of the perfect pictures of this is when Jesus was baptized in the river. And when He came up, remember what the Father said? This is my what? My beloved. What does that mean? He's talking about His love for the Son. My beloved Son, in Him I am what? Well, why was He well pleased with Him? What pleases God? Faith. And it takes faith to follow what the Lord tells you to do. Jesus said, I didn't come down from heaven to do my own will. I came down to do His will, the will of Him that sent me. Jesus, every day of His life, was seeking to do what the Father told Him to do, out of His faith and love for the Father. Well, this allowed the Father to be completely pleased with Him every day and manifest His pleasure, yes, or love on His life. Jesus lived in the manifested pleasure of the Father.
Amen. Praise God.
Or to say He lived or dwelt in the full manifested love of the Father. And you and I can have this too, according to how much we desire it. He said, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love, verse 11, these things have I spoken to you, why? That my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. If there's fullness of joy, there's half fullness of joy. There's quarter fullness of joy. There's 0.02% fullness of joy, and there's 98.9%. You don't use the word full unless there is less than full. What did Jesus tell us? Do what I tell you. Please me all the time. And you will live in manifested love. The Father's love for you. It's one thing to say He loves you. It's another to say He's completely pleased with you. Parents, is it possible to love your child but not be at all pleased with them? Does that mean you don't love them anymore? Does that mean they're not your child anymore? Does that mean you cut them out of your will and they can't inherit anything? No, it doesn't mean that. But does it affect how much of your pleasure you can express to them?
Yes, it does.
Does it affect your relationship?
Absolutely.
It does. And it is this way with us and the Father God. It's this way. Sadness with Christians, and I know this may sound strange to you, is connected to stubbornness.
That's good preaching.
I'm just going to let that sit on you for just a little bit. Sullenness is a companion of stubbornness. When you don't please the Father, you're not going to have joy. You're going to know in your heart you're not doing what you should be doing. Are you doing stuff you shouldn't be doing? And you know He's not pleased with that. And if He's not pleased, you're not going to be pleased. What did He say? Read it again, verse 11. Verse 10. Let me read it. Verse 10. If, everybody say if.
If.
Do the words of Jesus matter to you?
Yes.
If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in His love. These things have I spoken to you that my joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Now, this should be very exciting to us. I've experienced some of the joy of the Lord. Fullness of joy is another thing. and living with fullness of joy day in, day out is available to us. And living with fullness of joy is living very strong in the Lord, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The more full of joy you are, the harder it is for the enemy to do anything with you. No matter what happens, it doesn't diminish your joy. No matter what doesn't happen, you roll right over it and maintain your joy, which is your strength, and you stay in faith. But if you're weak, already sullen, already pouting, it takes nothing for you to be defeated. You're already there. The least little thing, somebody didn't say hi to you, they didn't smile, you had a flat tire, and it's it. Bad day. Bad day. You're defeated. Because, man, I'm having a bad day. It's 8:30 in the morning. There's a lot of day left. Right? Go to 1 John 1. 1 John 1. 1 John 1 is for believers. Don't let anybody tell you it's not. Yeah. Beware of people telling you parts of the New Testament don't belong to you.
Amen. Don't believe it.
Y'all with me, friends?
Yeah.
Beware. What comes next? You're going to cut out half the New Testament?
Mm-hmm.
Then what? No. 1 John 1, verse 3. That which we've seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. Are lost people enjoying fellowship with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ? This is for believers. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be
full.
But the rest of the verses talk about, look at verse 7. If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Walking in the light of what you know is right, what you know is good, endeavoring to please the Father, is connected to our joy level.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.